We're unabashedly obsessed. We've got to get it off our chest. Please sit there and be quiet.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the last episode of Unabashedly Obsessed. I'm James.
I'm Aaron.
On our show, we talked about things related to pop culture.
And not so pop culture.
But now it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. And thank you to James Sheen for So it's time to say goodbye to this show. But like, we literally, before we start recording, we're talking about next week.
Yeah.
So like, we're not giving up on the recording thing. We're just changing what that looks like.
Yeah.
So on this episode, I thought we could talk a little bit about our favorite things we talked about, favorite things that happened on the show.
Sure.
Sort of a look back sort of deal. We also have some eulogies from listeners, as well as some memories and thank yous and Chad being self-deprecating. So
yes.
It's a full-packed show.
Yeah.
So I took some notes because I was at swim class and I can take notes and also watch my kids flop around in the water.
I took zero notes.
And I think that's fine too.
Yes.
Because I debated whether or not I would take notes because I was like, I'm going to remember the thing, whatever.
Right.
That leads me to my first thing that sort of was sort of like a whoa thing when I was taking my notes. No context corrections. Anything we say wrong in this episode is just wrong.
It's just wrong forever.
So, yeah, that was a weird thing to be like, oh. I mean, it kind of liberating, kind of like, ha.
I mean, we do have other projects in the works.
Yeah, but we're not going to jump across with...
Aren't we?
Surely not.
Probably not.
Maybe not. I wanted to say, like, one of the things that I really liked about with our show, one of my favorite memories and favorite episodes is episode 15, which is the Choose Your Own Adventure that I wrote that mm-hmm. we did. I really liked the process of writing it, and I really, really, really liked your process of going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that one will always sort of be a good memory for me.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Another one I had was I sort of grouped them all together. The episodes we recorded in our cars.
Yep.
So that would be Puffs and Overdue and Newsies.
And the one that never got aired because there was just so much road noise.
Correct. The one that we were like, we can totally record while driving down to Richmond, and we totally, totally can't.
We could not.
Yeah. But the ones we recorded while parked in one of our cars, something about that felt, all three of those felt really like, really cool. And
yeah.
Like, I think back fondly on those, especially the Newsies one. I really like.
Interesting.
I don't know. Something about, maybe it was your van, so I didn't have a wheel in front of me. Or something.
I drove us to Puffs, too, though.
I drove us to Puffs.
You drove us to Puffs?
No, you drove us to Puffs.
I think you drove us to Overdue.
I drove us to Overdue, for sure.
And then I think you drove us to Puffs.
Yeah.
Because I remember sitting in the driver's seat.
Yeah. I don't know. I just Newsies really sticks out to me as just really a fun memory.
That's surely going to show up on the audio. You're so loud, Torg. And you know what? If it does show up on the audio, I'm going to leave it in.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, so let me take a look. Do you have anything that you want to say or anything?
I was going to mention just like the stuff, Torg, the stuff that we saw expressly for the purpose of, so like Newsies,
yeah.
Puffs, Stephen King,
yeah,
live and in person, not mm-hmm. just, you know, the existence of us reading books. I mean, we didn't really read Stephen King books just to talk about them on the podcast.
Right.
Although without this podcast, I don't think that I would have read Stephen King.
I think that's true.
Well, with the exception of 11/22/63, which right. I had already read, but I thought that was such an anomaly for him that I was like, I really liked that one, but I'm not going to like his other stuff.
What was your second dip?
It may have been Mr. Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good second.
Because that's a real good gateway one for me.
Yeah.
Because I like thrillers.
Yeah.
And it's just weird enough.
Yeah. Man, I may read that one again.
That one was really good. I'm really enjoying it. I'm reading it right now.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying it.
Every time.
Every time.
I have to think that Stephen King knew that was going to happen and was like, you know, if I make this book good enough and people are still reading it, in the future,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be awesome every time they refer to it.
Yep.
Colon, this book I'm writing.
Yep.
yeah, I would definitely had, like, Stephen King. Like, that was a singular experience, being able to get press passes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The Overdue thing we technically got press passes for too, didn't we?
Technically, in the sense that they said they would reserve seats for us.
Yeah.
And by they, I mean the people organizing the festival, not Andrew and Craig.
Right.
But we contacted the festival, and they're like, yeah, you could we'll totally reserve seats for you. They didn't. It didn't matter.
We still got front row seats.
Yeah, we got there early enough that we had our pick of seats.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I mean,
if that place had been packed,
I
would have been very upset that there were no reserved seats for us, and I probably would have grabbed some chairs and dragged them up front.
Yeah, we would have, if it had been packed, I truly believe that one of us would have taken, like, if you told me, hey, James, they said they would reserve us seats and this place is packed, that's all I need to turn into a, I'd like to speak to your manager guy. Like,
I don't think I realized that, and that is a good thing to know, because there are not a lot of things that turn me into, may I please speak to the manager?
Yeah. No, I'm nice. I'm not.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, there are not a lot of things that will get me to any kind of confrontation, even if it's a minor, not really even a confrontation, like finding someone who looks like they work there and being like, hi, I spoke to so-and-so, and she said that they were going to save a couple seats for us.
Right.
Do you know where those seats are, or can we just drag some chairs up?
Yeah.
That's exactly how that conversation would have gone. That person probably would have been like, I have no idea.
Yeah. And then we would have...
dragged some chairs up.
Yeah. Or just sat at the table next to Craig and Andrew. Andrew and Craig. It's not right to say Craig and Andrew. It doesn't sound right.
No?
No. While Andrew and Craig are...
Blah, blah, blah. Sure.
Yeah. Craig and Andrew sounds wrong, and I'm not sure why.
Oh, okay.
For me, at least. PodCon.
PodCon was good.
I'd say it's a good memory, but it's another one in the, we might not have done it had we not had Unabashedly Obsessed.
Oh, yeah. I think we absolutely wouldn't have.
Especially the first one.
Yeah.
The second one, maybe. Maybe.
I don't know, though, because if we didn't have Unabashedly Obsessed, would we have had, I mean, I wouldn't have had FMK all day.
Yeah, that's true.
I probably wouldn't have had 1994.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't have been in the podcasting Facebook group that we're in.
That's true.
You might not have had Bamey.
That's almost certainly true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
if we didn't have UFO, we would not be podcasters the way that we are. Like, I know you have another podcast that you started before UFO, but...
It wasn't... I made a podcast, but I wasn't a podcaster.
Sure. Okay, fair.
Someone said, like, oh, this was your first time being a podcaster. And I was like, no, that's correct. Like, I was like, I made a podcast, but I mostly was just recording myself for me and one guy and my parents and my dad and stepmom to hear.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, like, this was, like, I never promoted that show. I never did any, you know, whatever for it. This is the first show where it was, like, here's something that I can promote. It's on iTunes. It's, you know, all this stuff. So,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird to think about.
Yeah.
I also, it's depressing how late in my list My Immortal was.
I was looking through my bookmarks.
Yeah.
My Chrome bookmarks the other day, and I found where I had bookmarked The Temptation of Edward Cullen.
Yes, which permanently has I think of that as not being the complete title, because I think of it as having your parenthetical feel free to say no LOL addendum on the end of it. Because you've had that on our topics list for like a year and a half or something.
Pretty much since we did My Immortal. Yeah. I did delete the bookmark because I don't feel like I need to have the bookmark to maybe one day go back and read it, but I don't know that I'll go back and read it.
Yeah.
My Immortal was interesting because it was set in a world that I cared about.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It was sort of set there.
It was set tangential to a world that I care about.
Right.
Whereas
it had a starting point that was a world.
Yeah. Whereas Forbidden Fruit is not tangential to a world I care about. Forbidden Fruit.
I love it.
Forbidden Fruit, The Temptation of Edward Cullen. Feel free to say no, LOL.
Yes. The complete title.
Right.
I just, My Immortal should have been a train wreck of an episode, and it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
If like, I still will be like, because like the Choose Your Adventure episode was good if you've listened to the previous 49 episodes.
Sure.
And it was good for us, and I think we had a fun time.
Absolutely.
My Immortal is a slice that you can take out and be like, this is something. And like, we aren't the first people to talk about it on a podcast or whatever, but I feel like we brought a specifically us vibe to it.
Agreed.
That was very, very fun. As we recorded it, and also to think about and promote later.
Yeah. Yeah, because that ended up being the one that we submitted to that podcast sharing thing that did nothing for us except cost us $10.
Right. Podcasting. Where do you want to send your money?
I mean, kind of.
I also have Somewhere in Time and How to Win Friends and Resurrect Your Pets, which are the two
lumped
things
together.
Yes, because they are what got us our sign off. Those two episodes what got us our sign off. Somewhere in Time, of course, Pennies are the deadliness of Pennies,
right?
And then How to Win Friends and Resurrect Your Pets,
because Anna Kendrick was blowing bubbles instead of smoking.
Every teen in the town was blowing bubbles instead of smoking. But we wanted to get that truth money, so we decided to say smoking kills at the end of every episode.
Yep. Still waiting for that money,
that was
by the way.
Episode truth. That was like episode like 9 or something.
That was
something.
A really early
it
one.
It was really, really early. Like, I was listening back, I was like, man, we started smoking kills very early.
Yeah, like, I was desperate to find us a sign-off.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we found it as early as we did.
Yeah. The Hamilton episode?
The one where I was drunk?
Yeah. For how buck wild it was to record with you as you got increasingly drunk, but also for your editing prowess and how well you edited that episode so that it's not entirely clear that you were pretty much smashed.
I wasn't smashed. Okay. I remember recording it.
Oh, well, there. Okay, fine.
I was drunk, but I was not...
You were drunker than you got during the whiskey episode.
During the whiskey episode, yes. But by the time we had turned off, we turned off the mic and then the whiskey hit.
Yeah, all right, fair.
That was
just a time game.
Yeah, like, I feel like after you left, I was like, oh, I should not have just finished that fireball.
I have, by the way, thank you for editing so much and for so long, whatever. You do a great job and... I mean this as a compliment. You make me feel bad about any editing that I have done for any other show because you do such a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, and you do a great job.
Thank you.
Speaking of editing, the first two things I wrote down were Powered by iSpeech, which is one of...
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Powered by iSpeech.
I was like, what was it? I should look it up. And I was like, no, just say it in your head. Powered by iSpeech, which was... a fantastic way to start a show. And then fantastic ways to finish the show. I wrote down Aaron's Glass Case of Emotion, where you just let me dangle for about 3 minutes while you decided not to talk to me because I made a really bad joke.
Oh, yeah.
And
do you remember what the joke was?
Nope. It was bad. It was worth not talking to me for.
Yeah.
It was really bad. But like, it was really, it's really fun to listen back and just remember you sitting there sort of giggling silently while I just dangled and continued to dangle and was like, I guess I'll wrap up the show now, because we were in social media when I made the joke. So
what episode was that? Do you remember?
It was an episode, I think, ending up being called Aaron's Glass Case. It was a glass case of emotion. I don't remember what the topic was. Yeah. So then I have AKSK and Derek.
Of course.
Just popular things with us.
And T-Hanks.
And T-Hanks. I don't know why I didn't write down T-Hanks.
You didn't write down T-Hanks? I figured he had a whole separate category, which is why he wasn't in this one.
I didn't write down anything having to do with him at all.
Oh.
Weird.
I mean, I'm still going to celebrate T-Hanks giving.
Of course.
Even when we're not doing this show anymore.
Of course.
November is now T-Hanks giving month.
Absolutely.
And it's an excuse to watch That Thing You Do.
Oh, man. Such a good movie.
We never did cover that one.
We did cover it in movies with musical numbers.
Yeah, but we didn't cover it as part of T-Hanks Giving Month.
Correct. We also didn't cover League of Their Own. That was in the plans.
For this year.
It was going to be... That was going to be a great episode, but it was...
Sorry, listeners. You don't get to hear it.
Right, yeah. Let's see. I have the M-Word Boys episode.
Yes.
That was among the dirtiest I'd ever spoken on a recorded... thing by far, like,
until the Goat Crashers episode of Kids on Bikes.
That is what I was thinking.
that is one that hasn't been released publicly yet. I think it will be eventually.
I think that's what they said. Yeah,
but right now it's only open to patrons. But if you have not heard it, just wait.
Yeah,
I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah,
but James basically just like it's just one giant innuendo.
Yeah. That
And then your goat makes very intense eye contact with a guy while pooping.
Yeah. That was,
those are the things that James accomplished during that episode.
Excuse me. Those are the things I accomplished in the first 5 minutes of that episode.
This is true.
Then I started thinking, what would Erin do if she needed to do a Die Hard tribute?
You did do that extremely well. I don't want to spoil for anybody.
No. Yeah.
But that was extremely good.
Good. I'm glad you liked it, because I was like, I need to represent. Erin's going to be pissed if I don't represent Die Hard well enough.
Yep. It's true.
So yeah, but the
I do want it on record though that the quote is yippee-ki-yay motherfucker, not yippee-ki-yay cowboy.
The yippee-ki-yay motherfucker is what Bruce Willis says, right?
Yeah.
I think that before that, Alan Rickman says yippee-ki-yay cowboy.
Oh, okay.
Because he keeps referring to Bruce Willis as cowboy.
Sure.
And I think that yippee-ki-yay motherfucker is what Bruce Willis says as like a callback to that.
That's the one that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Because I heard you say cowboy and I'm like, James, what are you doing?
Yeah. I was trying to get cowboy, kind of like Alan Rickman's English, German via English accent. So.
Oh, R.I.P. Alan Rickman.
R.I.P. Alan Rickman. Yeah. Really, my Goat Crashers performance is just a send up to Alan Rickman.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of other guests, August I felt was really...
was fun.
It was really fun. But 13 Reason Why episodes and anything else that we did with Lucy, mm-hmm. both on and off the show, was just a really good... We wouldn't be friends with Lucy if it wasn't for the show.
That's true. So. We're going to be able to watch 13 Reasons Why season 3 at a leisurely normal pace instead of a madcap, oh God, we have to record on Tuesday.
It's such a tough show to binge.
It is and it isn't, because I feel like every episode that ends, you're like, I mean, I gotta keep going.
Right.
But it's a lot to keep going with.
It's a big meal.
Yeah.
It's a big, big meal. But I also really liked our Bosom Buddies We Rip Off Midpoint episode.
Yep.
With Lucy. That was really fun. Yeah. The first Potpourri episode, the episode where we forgot to get to our topic because we just talked for 2 hours.
What was our topic?
That
was one that we recorded in your kitchen on the built-in microphone.
Yes.
We didn't even have Blue Snowball at that point.
That was back when I was in charge of knowing how to do podcasts. What, you do it for free on the built-in microphone? What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
I mean, at the time, nothing.
Your voice isn't loud enough? We'll lean in.
Yeah.
It's echoey? Eh?
Nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, exactly. Sorting Hat Chats, that episode.
That was a good episode.
I think My Immortal and Sorting Hat Chats are like the two pillars for me. Like, they are standalone, not very callbacky.
Yep.
Like, but Sorting Hat Chats affected my life.
Yeah.
Like, it made me think about who I am differently.
Yeah,
which
same.
I think it was a really good episode for us both, because I think we both kind of, it was sort of a therapy session mm-hmm. where we were like, here's the template, let's dive deep into who we are.
Yeah.
So
it was... And where I got it all wrong.
Yeah.
And you just sat there laughing at me because I tried to un-Ravenclaw myself in the most Ravenclaw way possible.
Yeah. That one's kind of a thrill ride if you know the outcome, because you're like, they're not going to get there. Erin is going to think she's a Hufflepuff.
Yeah. Why did I think I was a Hufflepuff?
I don't know. But you were like, everything adds up to Hufflepuff. And we had like 10 minutes left on the episode, and you're like, wait a minute, and then you like, it's like you jump back into the correct pool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
well, because you pointed it out to me that, you know, I don't like the rules I ascribe to are rules that I've created, but boy do I live and die by them.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is an extremely Ravenclaw thing.
Exactly. Yeah, you not being a Ravenclaw doesn't make much sense.
Yeah. Although most tests that I have taken have put me in Ravenclaw, but not significantly. It's like a, you know, 50-something percent Ravenclaw,
right?
40-something percent Hufflepuff, and then just enough Slytherin and Gryffindor to acknowledge that, yes, this is in fact a Harry Potter quiz.
Right. I think, feels to me like the unrealistic portion of the houses are that... if you are mostly the traits of the three non-Hufflepuff houses and not a lot of Hufflepuff, you're kind of a jag.
Yeah, you're a bit of a caricature of a person.
You're either like a snooty know-it-all or some dumb jock, or like, I'm gonna poison your food.
Yeah, yeah, or you're a Nazi.
Right.
Yeah.
So everyone has a little Hufflepuff because we're all not assholes.
Uh-huh.
So
we are all actual human beings.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I really liked the book episodes and the podcast episodes, our sort of recurring episodes where mm-hmm. we sort of literally just made lists and talked about those lists.
Yep.
That was really good. And also, clearly, I liked the format. Mm-hmm. Now back to my list. Actually, we're getting to nearly the end of this segment. In fact, that was it. Those are all the things I came up with in like 5 minutes on at Swim Kids.
Okay.
Would you like to do episodes that we were planning on doing, or I have a couple of episodes that I realized that I would have liked to have done?
Sure.
Or do you want to do fan lambasting us with coolness?
Let's do that first.
Okay. Let's start off with New Matt.
New Matt.
Hi, New Matt. He sent me I sent him a message. He had said that he was working on our eulogy.
Yeah.
And that he was in his feels. And so it was like 5:30 and I was like, so we're going to get that eulogy or what?
Can I tell you, when we decided that we were not going to continue with UFO,
yeah.
One of my first thoughts was, New Matt's going to be so mad at us. And apparently Superfan Laura is also pretty upset.
I know.
And I feel really bad about it, you guys. Like, I feel really bad that we're making people sad.
Yeah.
But you're going to like what we have coming down the pipeline, I hope.
Probably.
I mean, do you like hearing us talk? Because yeah, it's basically that.
Exactly. Okay. Holy manoli. Okay.
Have we started the eulogy?
No.
No,
he did not start his eulogy with holy manoli. New Matt, I have one criticism already. All right. I have not read this. So, okay. Hey, we might have the first time James cries on the show. So,
oh.
This is long.
Okay.
He says, you can't.
Do I need to read it?
No, I think I'll be fine.
Okay.
I said, hey, dude, I don't know if you wanted us to read the eulogy you wrote on the show tonight, but if you want to just paste it here, I'll read it. He said, you guys can if you want. It doesn't need to be read, but if you feel so inclined, I'm not opposed. So that was what he said.
We feel so inclined, New Matt.
We do feel so inclined. So here is the New Matt eulogy for UFO. They say all good things must come to an end, and that makes sense. Nothing can live forever, and nothing should. I know this, and I still think it's stupid. Despite the fact that neither Aaron nor James, is that a double negative? Is really going anywhere, this is like a funeral. At funerals, we tend to talk about the good times or any times that keep us from crying because no one wants to be the ugly crier. So even though I may have cried a little, there was wine, I'm going to focus on the happy times that have come from Unabashedly Obsessed. So I figured the best way to do my own personal eulogy for the podcast was to write down what it means to me as someone who is a fan, hype man, occasional marketing department to my friends / enthusiast. Here we go. I came to Unabashedly Obsessed via Pokemon Go Radio. At first, I only listened because one of the hosts from PGR was hosting. That episode came out on April 7th, 2017. I checked. My immediate response after listening was that I needed to binge all the prior episodes because there were only 47. It couldn't take that long, and the very premise of the podcast was something I could get behind. Mind you, I never listened to podcasts before just for the enjoyment of it. I always had an ulterior, is that really how it's spelled? Yes, it is, reasoning behind it. UFO opened the door to this crazy world of podcasting for the fun of it. If it were not for Aaron and James, I would not have found Ali and Adam, RIP, so that's how it ends, Tim and Leon, Yagaday, Ben and Mike, Back to the Futurama, Caroline and Beth, Buffy Speaks, any of the collaboration podcasts they've done, or any of the McElroy podcasts. I can trace about 95% of my podcast library back to UFO.
Whoa.
And that is something that I will forever remember and be grateful for. There are days when it feels like my sanity has rested on the fact that I can put my headphones on, tune the world out, and listen to what is going on in this week's episode of a podcast. It's been the escape from a rough day and the icing on the cake of an awesome day. UFO brought me into the first group of people that I could really nerd out with that I didn't go to high school with. And from that group, I've made friends as an adult, no less. That's difficult AF. That I think the world of and continue to talk to multiple times a week, if not daily. They're the most awesome group of people, and they send me cookies at Christmas. That a single podcast could have done so much seems unlikely, but the more I thought about it this past week, the more I realized how much Unabashedly Obsessed really did for me. It really brought me into this amazing world, and I haven't regretted it for a moment, so I raised my metaphorical drink, soon to be real drink, to Unabashedly Obsessed. You talked about pop culture, and sometimes not so pop culture. You gave me so much without ever knowing And for that, I will be forever grateful. Love you guys. Cheers. New Matt.
Aw, new Matt. That's so sweet.
That is a kick-ass eulogy.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
It makes me kind of not want to stop doing the podcast. Just because I feel like I'm letting new Matt down. I mean, we're still going to stop because I want to do the other things. But,
right.
But like,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a, maybe we should have closed with that one. Anyways, here's what other people say.
That was amazing, new Matt. Thank you so much.
New Matt, that was excellent. He also posted, I just saw the trailer for Pet Sematary. I just lost the thing. Never mind. He said something like, it looks like a watch it during the day sort of deal.
I am a little apprehensive about going to see that at night. There will be more on that at the end of the episode.
Okie doke. All right, so I posted on our Facebook group, people, if they want to share anything. The first one was Chad. He said, there is one memory I'd like to forget. Your guest for the episode reviewing It, he was horrible. Bad decision having him on. Couldn't agree more.
It's the truth.
Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Also, hi, Chad, I guess.
Hi, Chad.
I loved Secret Sadie because everyone seemed to have a fun time with it, and getting gifts for semi-strangers was a blast. Agreed. Mm-hmm. That was lots and lots of fun.
I still have my Tom Hanks mask.
Yep.
That Lorelai keeps asking me if I'm going to pop the eyes out and wear it as a mask, and I keep telling her no because that's horrifying.
But also you should do that.
No, because it's horrifying.
Okay.
I've put it on my face with the eyes on. I can't walk around in it, but yeah. I can sit here all Tom Hanks-like.
It's like Tom Hanks with cataracts.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like Tom Hanks and he can't see.
Yep.
And has a woman's body. I also love and still listen to when Aaron lost it talking about the I Am a Horse vine.
Oh my God.
So good. And Andy also said, and I had a great time being a guest on the comics episode. You both do a good job at making guests feel relaxed and able to contribute to the episode.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think I agree with that. I think that is a skill that we have. I hope it's not patting ourselves on the back too much. People want to, we're fun to play with.
Yeah.
We have a fun time.
Yeah. And if you can't pat yourself on the back on the last episode of your podcast, then when can you do it?
Yeah, exactly. Haters.
Also, Andy, I have comic book things I need to talk to you about.
Liz AF said, not so much a memory, but a general thank you for always making me feel special and loved, especially with dubbing me Liz AF, which now I honestly don't remember how that happened. I remember completely AF.
It's just because we kept using AF wrong.
Yeah, the game was use AF wrong with Liz. That's it.
Yep.
And she said, but every time I got a Liz AF shout out, my heart soared. Love you both.
Aw, we love you too, Liz.
Aw, Liz AF shout out.
Liz AF.
Your heart's soaring.
Yeah,
I hope you're
is.
Not operating heavy machinery. She drives a tractor trailer on the weekends. She's from St. Louis. That's what everyone does.
because St. Louis is just a big old field.
The tractor trailer capital of the world. That's what they say.
It's on the town sign.
Uh-huh. They hang it from the arch. Tractor trailers. Enter here.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Mike from Back to Futurama said, I loved making you watch UHF and also in a separate action naming your live stream after me. Also, you're both generally great. And this time the F is for finale, but also for forlorn.
Aww.
Elizabeth, who you know from your show FMK All Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as familiar. I'm just joking.
Yeah, you haven't even met her, have you?
No. Said, I'm just happy I'm friends with you because of this podcast. Smiley. Justin Furtek wrote.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin. So I have always been a sporadic listener. I mostly catch whatever the newest episode happens to be while I am at drill. So I will say this. James, your voice is so soothing it can drown out a barrack full of snoring soldiers. So thank you for that. I also blame you both for RNG are dead, whether or not it was your fault.
No, it was absolutely my fault.
It totally was. That's on her.
Yep. I blame me for it too, for what that's worth.
I was talking to someone the other day that was like, boy, I sure am glad that you and Aaron were the director or the assistant director and stage manager or whatever we were for Schoolhouse Rock because we like were good to audition for or something. Again, we make people feel comfortable. But I was like,
yes.
I was like, that's the first positive thing anyone, including Aaron and I, have ever thought about that experience. So
yeah.
Welcome to uniqueness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Rihanna said, getting to be on the show was so much fun. I love you guys so much, heart.
Aw, we love you too, Rihanna.
Yeah, we sure do. I also posted on Twitter, but I don't think anyone responded to that. But that's okay. Because,
that's okay.
You know, Twitter's a busy place.
Yes.
So, I think that's it. I'm going to let Twitter load up and move on and then come back if there are suddenly a score of messages.
Okay.
But only if there's 20.
I am going to pull up our topics list.
Yes.
So that we can cover things that we were debating doing. So I thought we had picked some All Hallows Steve 2 things, but we apparently didn't write them down on this list if we had picked them.
Oh, okay. Huh.
I don't know what...
Yeah, I guess we didn't write them down.
I guess we figured we'd probably cover season 2 of Castle Rock. But so for T. Hanks Giving 3, Hanks for Listening, we were going to cover The Man with One Red Shoe.
Okay.
Splash.
Yes.
That Thing You Do.
Yes.
A League of Their Own. And Philadelphia.
Huh.
All of these are still, I think at one point we were listing off movies with Tom Hanks that we wanted to cover and also movies that neither of us had seen.
Right.
Which is where The Man with One Red Shoe and Philadelphia came from.
Yeah.
Splash, I think, came about because you mentioned it, and I was like, Tom Hanks wasn't in Splash, and you were like, oh.
Yeah, he totally was.
He absolutely was. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
And then we put it on the list because he totally was.
Yeah. I think that came out before Big.
Probably, maybe. I actually have seen Splash, but I saw it once as a child, and literally the only thing I remember about it is that her tail was orange, and it offended everything I knew about mermaids.
Which is that their tail should be green.
Yes.
I think that was really kind of like his career maker. That movie made a big impact on his career.
Splash or Big?
Splash.
Splash kind of made a big splash for him.
Yeah.
Is that where you were going?
Yeah, I was trying to, yeah.
Yep. I got hung up on the use of the word big.
I said big. I should have said large impact as opposed to big splash.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyways, well, no, Pobody's Nerfect.
Uh-huh.
Dun-dun-dun. That was a favorite part of mine. When you ended the episode with the, you don't have to take my word for it, sting of Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
Talking, and we said, like, every time we talked about your mom, we were going to end with that. And then we were like, let's never do that.
Yeah, and I was like, no, we need to not.
We are going to have Emmy Potter on from Twitter, who wrote a great article about A League of Their Own, to talk about A League of Their Own. You should track that down. I've retweeted it in the past. She wrote a great article in appreciation of that movie. Even though we aren't going to do an episode about it, you should read her thoughts on it because she is a bigger League of Their Own fan than I've ever read someone be.
Yeah, before. It was a good article.
Yeah, it was very good.
I enjoyed it.
What I had was, I was really looking forward to the Midsummer stuff in June. I thought it was cool to think about like the play and then a movie and then like the Sandman comic and sort of like the modernization. Like I was really looking forward to that specific month.
Yeah.
In a way that was different from me looking forward to it's going to be May. Like,
yeah.
Just sort of like randomly making something work with a theme. I was really looking forward to that Midsummer's episode that was going to come out.
Same. I was also looking forward to December.
Oh, December.
Where we were going to cover Drawing of the Three.
Right.
Which is the second Dark Tower book.
For some reason, Stephen King, is everything okay?
Yep. And Hamlet 2.
Yes.
Which I had forgotten existed, but it does.
Yes, yes.
I don't remember anything about it.
I think it's like a satire.
It's got to be, right? Because you can't have Hamlet 2 because everybody except for Horatio is dead at the end.
And Fortinbras. As, what was that Danny DeVito movie? Renaissance Man. The end of Renaissance Man is, and you know, at the end of Hamlet, all that's left is a student and a soldier. Because they're soldiers that are in a class. So it's like this big, I always remember who remains at the end of Hamlet because of the Danny DeVito vehicle, Renaissance Man.
Okay. Which I've never heard of.
Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Oh.
And Stacey Dash, back before she was super right wing gross.
Who's Stacey Dash?
D from Clueless.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was super right wing gross.
During the second Obama election, she was like mega, she was like, I support whoever ran, Mitt Romney? I don't remember.
Interesting.
Yeah. So weird. But in the 90s, she was in those two movies.
Yeah, she sure was.
And then I also, we didn't have these scheduled or anything, but Heathers.
Okay. I have seen that movie. I saw it with Alice. She made me watch it at one point because she was like, I can't believe you haven't seen Heathers.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about it.
It's a nice dark satire.
Alice made me watch a lot of movies with that were like, I can't believe you haven't seen this, but she would always put them on at like 2 a.m. So sure.
That's the best time to take in media.
Because usually we would watch some movie that we had picked out at Blockbuster, right. And then she would be like, that reminds me of, like, that movie reminded me of this thing in this other movie. And I'm like, I haven't seen that. And she's like, well, now we have to watch it. And then I would immediately fall asleep 10 minutes in.
Right.
Because 2 a.m.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Yes, but I don't remember anything about that one either.
Okay.
Kirstie Alley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine Denise Richards, I think, is in it, too.
Yeah. Kirsten Dunst?
Possibly.
Cover of the movie is pink and has somebody, like, blowing on a finger gun?
Possibly.
Maybe.
I get that mixed up with the movie Jawbreaker.
Oh, maybe that's... Jawbreaker was one about some girls who, like, kidnapped their friend as a prank and stuffed a jawbreaker in her mouth.
And then she dies.
To gag her, and she choked on it and died?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All three of those movies have about the same tone.
Okay.
Like dark, but also pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, one day maybe.
One day maybe. But like, I mean, like, I would have been like, we have to.
I'm still saying that about Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Fair.
And Zombieland.
If I had to pick one of those for you to watch, definitely Zombieland.
Okay.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves is fine. It's intense in a way, in ways that I'm not sure you're cool with still.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, it's good to be like, why is Kevin Costner just opting to just have an American accent? Also, what's with his hoodie? Morgan Freeman's great in it. Alan Rickman's great in it.
I mean, they're Morgan Freeman and Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
So, of course they are.
Yeah. I mean, they're great performances. Even Kevin Costner, for Christian Slater's in it, he's really good. He attempts a British accent. Everyone but Kevin Costner, and Kevin Costner is like, nah, fuck that.
Okay.
But, and then, you know, everything I do it for you is on the soundtrack.
Sure.
So, like, it's a great, anyways, but it's, I feel like if you haven't seen it in the 27 years since it came out or whatever, you're not gonna miss it.
Yeah. So. I almost just want to watch, like, a super cut of all of Alan Rickman's scenes.
He's so good.
Yeah, that's, honestly, he's the main reason I want to see
it. He's more evil than Hans Gruber by like four times. Like,
well,
he's
Hans
so
Gruber was evil, but like, he was kind of laughably so.
Yeah,
like Die Hard was just such a ridiculous movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I still have Prince of Thieves?
You do.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was one of the ones that was over there or if I had given it back to you.
Nope, it's right there.
Okay. One day.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would say that the best way to take in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves at this point is goof on it in, like, the afternoon with buddies.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy watching it myself just because I have nostalgia for it.
Sure.
It's very goofable.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Okay.
But yeah, Bill and Ted's I would really have liked to watch with you because it's a lot of stuff that we've watched, like, frequently asked time, questions about time travel and other Future Man and all sorts of stuff have their roots in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Well, you know, we don't have anything super pressing on the agenda for the next few Tuesdays.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we can't watch a movie, and I don't know if we know how to watch a movie without stopping every 20 minutes to record, but
yeah,
it'll be interesting to find out.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm looking to see what some of the other ones. Oh, do you remember Mosaic? That thing that was like a choose-your-own-adventure TV show app?
I remember its existence on our theme
thing. So I did try to watch it at one point.
Yeah.
Didn't work for me.
Like, it didn't.
It's one where it seems like
work
you.
Or it didn't. Like,
no, like, I tried to watch it and I was like, I'm bored. Because each scene was like 20 minutes before you got to make a choice.
Oof.
And I guess you watch basically all of the same, it's probably not all the same scenes, just in different order depending on what you choose. But it's like you get all of the same information. But depending on what order you decide to watch the scenes, you get different information at different times to help you figure out, I think it's a murder mystery. Part of me still wants to go back and try again and see if maybe it was just a mood thing. But then part of me is like, I mean, I watched Bandersnatch.
That feels
I probably don't.
We couldn't figure out how to do the arc for this narrative. So you do it.
Yeah.
Like, Bandersnatch had parts where I was like, ugh, all right, so we have to, we clearly have to get this information or else right. we can't move on. But there were other parts where I was like, oh, this is just fun.
Yeah.
Or there are parts where I was like, oh, we're in a weird cul-de-sac where we haven't gotten some information, but they put something fun here.
Yeah.
It never felt, Banner Snatch never felt like, well, it rarely felt like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because they had the, like, skip scenes, too.
Yeah.
Which was really good.
Yeah. We never did do the room.
Yeah, I was looking at my pile of we'll do this for UFO one day DVDs that I have. I have About Time in there, The Room, and another one that I don't remember what it is. Oh, the one that I have from borrowing from my parents. So just those
okay.
two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should watch About Time and tell me if it's worth watching.
I will. I will. I am pretty close to done with what I had to bring.
Yep, same.
Maybe we should talk for just a second about Patreon.
Yeah, let's do that. And then we can talk about Pet Sematary.
Yes. And then we can do social media for...
Yeah.
I've had one last time from Hamilton in my head, which is about George Washington resigning from presidency.
Okay.
It's like teach him how to say goodbye and stuff. Since I got to your house, weirdly.
That is weird.
Yeah, but it feels very poignant, but also I'm a super sentimental, sappy sap.
You are. So, and I'm a robot.
Right. Powered by iSpeech.
Powered by iSpeech.
Okay, so our original thought on Patreon was we should shut it down.
Right.
And then, like, right as we announced and made decisions on this being the last episode, Patreon was like, yo, if you're wanting to be grandfathered into Patreon as you know it now, have a Patreon.
Yeah, they're changing things up so that in order to get all of the benefits that we currently have, you have to pay them.
Yeah.
In addition to them taking a percentage of right. your earnings.
Right.
So we were like, well, maybe we just leave the Patreon open.
Right.
But, you know, like so that we still have the account because we can rename it for a future project or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, let everybody know this is the only reason we're keeping this open. Please stop paying us to not give you content.
And we sent that message.
Uh-huh.
And we had a couple people that were like, okay, cool. See you on the other side.
Yep.
And that was... As expected.
That was as expected.
And then we had a bunch of people. Well, we had at least one person, Mike from Back to the Futurama, that was like, no.
You will take my money.
Yeah. You will continue to take my money.
It will incentivize you to do the thing that you say you're going to do. I don't know if that was actually his logic, but my first thought was, well, I guess now we can't drag our feet on the other stuff.
Mike was basically like, I want to support my friends.
Yeah.
I already have this money. I have a feeling that there was at least a small part that was like, I already have this money budgeted.
Yeah, Mike, is it just that you don't want to mess with your budget? Because that's completely valid.
I get it.
Yeah.
So what we did was we erased the top tiers that we didn't have anyone in.
Yep.
As well as the $10 tier. Because the $10 tier made promises that were predicated on us having a podcast to
yep.
do.
Yeah.
So we currently still have a $1 and $5 tier.
Do we have a $2?
And a $2 tier.
Okay.
$1, $2, and $5. Which means that we're going to continue to do the newsletter.
Yep.
And the recs, the five recommendations every month. I think I'm going to pretty much move into the apartment of the newsletter.
Yeah.
If Erin has something, you know, breaking news or thoughts that she wants to do, of course I will shift over. But the newsletter is mostly going to be written by me, but we're both going to contribute recommendations each month.
Yep.
I don't see why we wouldn't send a postcard if someone signs up at the $2 or $5 level.
Yeah.
We have them. We're not going to probably order more.
Yeah.
But we have some still, so that's still an option if you are completely buck wild and want to get on the UFO Patreon train. Having heard the finale, you're a wild person.
You know what? We support you.
Yeah. I like your decision-making skills. You live life on the edge. You know what? Now's the time.
I love it. I love it.
So, yeah, that was, we wanted to sort of formally, it's so weird to not know how people get their information about Patreon.
Yeah.
Like, I have emails set up for, hey, email me if basically anything happens on the Patreon.
Sure.
Like, for the things I'm a patron
sure.
of.
Sure.
But some people don't have that, so they don't, sometimes, some people only see stuff on Facebook.
Right.
Some people only listen to the show. So, like,
right.
I want to make sure that we were clear about what our intentions were. We are in no way still asking for you to support our show that this is the finale of.
Yeah, in fact, we fully expect that
right.
most, if not all of you, except, I guess, for Mike,
yeah.
will...
And Amity also said you make stuff I like. I listen to both, you know, other shows you do.
Oh, that's so true. I guess we do other shows, yeah. So it's not like we're giving zero content.
Oh my god, she said doo-doo. So I mean, like, and again, if you decide to go support other people, please do. If you need
May
recommendations,
suggest...
yes, exactly.
May we suggest Mount Olympus University?
That would be very, very good for you to support.
Or Back to the Futurama.
Yep. Your Favorite Problematic has a good Patreon.
Yep.
There are lots and lots of great Patreons, and I am happy to pontificate on who you should diversify your money to.
Yep.
So, yeah, message me or send me an email or something, and Aaron and I will get together and... you know, give you recommendations.
Help you spend your money.
Yeah, exactly. We are happy to help you spend your money. But if you want to keep contributing to us, we will use it to make our next thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And just buy a lot of tacos.
We're going to buy so many tacos.
So many tacos. Just like, Taco Spree.
Mm-hmm. Taco Spree 2019. Except we'll call it, I'd like to call it Taco Spree 1985. I don't know if you're okay with that.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, cool. This show is so stupid.
I mean, yep.
I think that's all I have.
The Pet Sematary.
Yes, great call.
So, Pet Sematary opens a week from when this episode airs.
Oh, okay.
It opens on Friday, April 5th.
Okay.
And as of the recording of this episode, movie times have not been posted for it. So, since movie times aren't out, we can't give you the official plan.
Yeah.
But we do still plan on going to see Pet Sematary.
Yes.
If not the night that it comes out, then shortly thereafter.
Right.
And we do still plan on inviting anybody who wants to join us to do so.
Yes.
All of that information will be shared in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Unabashedly Obsessed with Unabashedly Obsessed.
Yes.
And it'll end up being an evening show, which means I will be very scared.
Right.
Because I've watched the trailers and it does look a wee bit spooky.
We were watching something on Hulu or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And a trailer started and I was like, what is this? Huh. Why is that tractor trailer barreling down on that? And I like averted my eyes.
Yeah.
Because I was like my brain, thank goodness for my brain being, you know, fairly quick on the Stephen King uptake. But I was like, you know, this looks like a trailer for Pet Sematary. And I was like, it is a trailer for Pet Sematary. And I looked away.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it looks really good. Yeah, looks like it's going to be extremely well done. So we'll let everybody know what time and where we will be going to see that movie. If you are local and want to join us, we would love to see you. If you are not local and want to go see a movie at your own local theater,
yeah,
or see that movie. I mean, it doesn't have to be that movie, but it kind of defeats the purpose of what I'm about to say. Go see that movie at your local theater at roughly the same time and then discuss it on the Facebook group.
Yeah. I have souvenirs for people that attend that meetup.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to see Pet Sematary and you like DM me a picture of your ticket stub,
yep,
I'll send you a souvenir for it too.
Yeah.
It's magic cards. I'm just going to say it's magic cards.
We also have some UFO buttons that are just kind of sitting over there. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, we'll give out some UFO buttons.
Sure. Absolutely.
You get a button and you get a button and the bartender gets a button.
I don't want this.
Too bad.
Okay.
It's yours now, Steve.
I'm agreeable. Steve, aw, good ref.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, all that information will be on the Facebook group once we have that information.
And, like, we're not closing down the Facebook group. I think we talked about this last week.
Yeah, we did.
If there, like, when It Part 2 comes out.
Oh, we'll be doing this again.
Meetup. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, stuff is still going to keep happening. It's just going to be sort of like, remember when we had a podcast?
Right.
called Unabashedly Obsessed, will hopefully still be mega famous, awesome, lucrative podcasters at that point in time.
But we remember when we had that other podcast that we don't do anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now we're so famous and lucrative from doing all these other podcasts.
Ugh, stop throwing money at me.
Mike.
fair point. One last social media?
Yeah.
We already talked about the Facebook group, Unabashedly Obsessed with Unabashedly Obsessed.
Yep. We are on Twitter at UFO Podcast. You decide what the F stands for tonight, as we have established. The F stands for...
Finale.
Yep.
And forlorn, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And free time.
Fair. Why not? It has to stand for something.
Yep.
I have a feeling that probably the Twitter is not going to be super active for the podcast.
Probably not, but I mean...
We are individually on Twitter.
Still have access to it. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, individually we're on Twitter. I'm at Unabashedly Aaron.
I'm at Unabashed James.
At least for the foreseeable future.
We might change those.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, if I do, it'll just be to something a little more generic that I can use for general podcasting and writing to direct people to, like...
Unapologetic Aaron.
Uh-huh. I was going to say something like at Aaron King, but probably with a bunch of numbers afterwards because,
right.
Let's face it, at Aaron King is probably taken.
69, 420, 11, 22, 63.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Blaze it. The obdurate past.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on Twitter. You'll see us.
Yep.
Around. Thank you to Jamie Shaheen.
For our theme song.
Did you guys know there was a ladder down here, which is a song that he wrote because we asked him out of the blue to write one, and then he did. And then we named it that ridiculous title.
You can find more of Jamie's music with his band, A Silent Few.
On YouTube. Why are we doing this like this?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you also to Emily Cardamus.
For our logo art.
Once again, we basically were just a fan of Emily, collectively, one fan of Emily. And we were just like, you know, it'd be awesome as if she did our logo art for our second year of our podcast. And
so we asked her, and she did.
She said, I will absolutely do that. And then we paid her money, and she did.
Yeah, as it should be.
As it absolutely should
be. We probably should have paid Jamie.
We signed him up for royalties. We did royalty stuff with him.
Yeah, but...
And then we didn't sell anything or whatever.
Yeah. Did we at least buy him a burger when we went to...
I believe we did.
At any rate, you can find Emily on Twitter at Corrupted Gem, and you can find her comic, Steamed Veggies, at steamedveggiescomic.com.
She also has podcasts, The Audio Armory, which is basically Sawbones, but for weapons, and Guilty Treasures, which is sort of like if we stuck to what we actually conceptualized this as, but always had guests on.
Okay, sure.
It's like the guests come on and talk about the thing, like the weird things they're into.
Sure.
I think they've had... All the McElroys, they've at least had Justin and Travis on.
Yeah.
So, and it's a really great show. I've actually started listening to it since we did our podcast episode. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right.
Well, you guys, this has been Unabashedly Obsessed, and I don't just mean that in the episode sense.
It sure has been.
It definitely has been. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking and playing with us. The elbow thing is still really crazy. Anyways,
the L-boned thing?
Yeah, L-boned. Yeah. That I still can't believe that happened. Anyways.
It's not a place I would ever think to put my dick, but...
Well, I could...
I don't usually think about putting my dick places.
It's not the placement of the dick there that really bugged me. It was the placement of the...
That was a place that the dick placed itself to completion?
Yeah, that it left its... It's where he came on her elbow. It's so
weird. I know, it's so weird. Not to yuck yums.
Right, no, not to yuck yums.
If that's your thing.
Please explain it to me. Yeah. Please. I'm actually looking for a sex expert on this. I should contact Travis.
You should contact Travis.
I'm James.
I'm Aaron.
Smoking kills.
And so do pennies. I wake up every morning and wish that I could play basketball with my friends. But then I remember that I am homeless.
Play it again.
Oh, I just closed it.
Resurrect it like Pet Sematary. I wake up every morning and wish that I could play basketball with my friends,
but then I remember that I am a horse. It's so dumb.
My favorite part is friends. That he's like, with my friends.
I wake up every morning and wish that I could play basketball with my friends. I am a horse.
I am a horse.
I wake up every morning and wish that I could play basketball with my friends.